On November 26, 1945, Margaret Rice saved a fellow student when their school bus plunged into a frigid lake.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others. Since then, the Carnegie Hero Fund has recognized nearly 9,000 individuals.
Rice, age 15, was riding with 20 other students along Lake Chelan in central Washington during a snowstorm when the driver lost control. Careening over a steep bank, the bus began to sink in water 30 feet deep. Several of the students, including Rice, managed to escape the bus and start swimming to safety, but then she noticed Mariette Archer floating helpless nearby. Rice continued to the bank, removed her coat and footwear, and then swam back out to Archer. Towing the now unconscious girl, Rice got her to the bank and lifted her up onto a rock. Meanwhile, Rice's father and 17-year-old brother arrived. They had been following the bus in a car. Her brother, Alan H. Rice, swam 40 feet out to Glenna Brown, who was unconscious and sinking. As he towed her in, his father, Alan R. Rice, also swam out and helped him get the girl to the bank. 15 students and the driver drowned, but Archer and Brown survived. All three Rices were awarded Carnegie Medals for their actions.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes, visit carnegiehero.org.